My first guest is in the studio this morning, Ava Oswald Swenson is here. Ava and I are a little bit on a mission to get the community and the school a little more in tune with each other. So thank you, Ava, for your persistence in this and for being here this morning.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Of course. Ava was here a couple weeks ago talking about ski team, and now her multi-talented self is clearly in attendance because she's going to be talking about music. So first of all, Ava, tell us a little bit about an event coming up, I think, next week.
Yes. So on Monday at the school at 7 p.m., we have the choir concert, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We've got a lot of great music, and it's the concert choir, and then there's also 7th and 8th grade choirs. And we're really excited to have you guys. And there will also be concessions before and after that, and we'll be selling hot cocoa, fruit punch, and then cookies.
Nice. And who's doing this selling? Is it a fundraiser for anybody?
It's just a fundraiser for the choir funds.
Okay. And so you're a senior?
Yes.
How long have you been in the choir?
I've actually just joined this year.
Really?
I'm
so glad you did that.
Yes, so am I. I had a really busy schedule the past couple of years, and then I finally got a spot opened up, and I was able to join choir, and it has been amazing.
Yeah, tell us what you like about it.
I really like the culture and just how we're all there singing and no one really cares how you sound. You're just there to sing and have fun and to share the joy.
Yeah, and I know the sort of the numbers in choir sort of expand and contract as the years go along. And I know you have some really fun young, well, I guess Max Kelly is the band. And is the band going to be playing too, or is this just the choir?
This is just a choir concert. The band concert will be, I believe it is March 10th.
Okay, so that's also coming up.
Yes.
And then Emma is your director, is that right?
Yes, Emma Stoltz.
And she's pretty wonderful, isn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, she's amazing.
We did have a wonderful choir director for many years, but then Nancy McGivens, did not leave until she was replaced with Emma, who had already been there for, I think, at least a half a year. And so just to see that transition happen was really special. How many singers are in your choir? Are you in the varsity choir?
Yeah, I'm in the concert choir, and we have about 20 people.
Okay. And what kind of songs are you going to sing?
Well, my favorite one is a Gregorian death chant.
Oh, my goodness.
Which is really fun to sing. And it's in Latin. And so it's been really fun to learn it.
Yeah.
But I'm super excited about that one. The other two are some other really fun songs.
One thing I've noticed about the young choirs, could be any choir, but it seems like you do not rely as much on sheet music. Are these songs that you're just going to sing without any music?
For this concert, we're going to have our sheet music just because we haven't had as long to practice.
Okay.
We've had a lot of sports events that have taken up, we've had to leave for school, school-wise.
Yeah.
And so we haven't been able to practice as much. So we're just going to use the sheet music for this concert.
So you do learn by sheet music and then sometimes memorize it to the point where you don't need the music. You just get out and sing.
Yeah. At this point, most of us have already memorized it.
Yeah.
There's just a few parts in the songs that we want to know. So
yeah, I always notice that because I just think young people memorize so quickly and easily. And I know I went to a Christmas concert at St. Scholastica where it was a 2.5 hour concert and it was completely memorized. And I just think it's fantastic how you people can memorize and sometimes just learn by ear and not even have music. So glad to hear that you're doing that. And, sometimes it seems like it's mostly family and parents that come to concerts. And I think part of that is because other people really don't know that it's happening. So I'm so glad that you're sort of getting the word out. And I think it would be really wonderful if the community is able to remember it and then show up. And how often do you guys do concerts like this?
We have the December concert, and then we have this concert, and then we're going to have a concert in May.
Great. And now there's more than that going on. There's also music in the schools. What does that mean?
So we have music in the schools month, and that is all of March. And for that, the choir officers have been working to put together some activities for the school. And then we're going to also, we've been getting music groups from Two Harbors to come in, and they'll play their music during the lunch period so that people can enjoy that.
What a good idea. Like who? I don't want to put you on the spot if you don't know.
I believe we're getting there's like a fiddler group, I think.
There is a fiddler group, yes.
I'm not quite sure the rest of them because some of them haven't quite been like solidified yet.
Okay.
But so.
Good for you. What a good idea, because there are a lot of music groups.
Yes, there are.
And again, there often is just not a lot of mixing between everything going on in the school and everything going on in the community. So to bring the community into the school is a great shift there.
Yeah, and I remember last year we had a bunch of people come in and it was just so much, it made lunch just so much more fun because we got to listen to lively music.
Yeah, so. Totally. Such a good idea. And then finally, you have a contest coming up on March 4th. Tell me about that.
So for contests, we will usually bring two songs, but this time we're only bringing one because it is also the same day as DECA State, so we won't have as many singers.
Yeah.
But we'll bring this one song, and then we will compete between the different concert choirs throughout like the northern Minnesota area.
Yeah.
And it's just really fun, and it's a way to kind of like get some feedback on our singing.
So you get, essentially, you get a sort of a critique of how you did.
Yes.
And do they say things like, your basses needed to be louder, or, I mean, what kind of stuff do they do?
I don't entirely know, because this is, again, my first year.
Okay.
But I think that's what it is.
Okay. And joining as an older person, I would ask you, I mean, I know that, you know, I was really into singing growing up. I was also really into sports, and I understand that sometimes there are conflicts there. Do you see any solutions to, I mean, it's just too bad that I think often music is what loses out when it competes against sports. And you do both too. So any opinions about that?
I don't think it's really that hard for me. Because we just have a class for concert choir. Mm-hmm. So obviously that's like worked into my daily schedule.
Right.
And so sometimes I do miss concert practices
right. For
sports. But usually I just like listen to the song sometimes and try to like figure out what I was supposed to be doing there.
Yeah.
But it's less hard for me because I've just got it in my schedule.
Yeah.
The harder thing for me is like trying to get it into my schedule with all my schoolwork.
Right. There's just a lot.
There is.
People that like to do everything could be overwhelmed. And it just seems like, I know that when they're young, everyone takes part in music. And then as you get old, you know, it becomes voluntary and it just always drops off. It's always a sad thing.
Yes,
but
it is.
I guess we're not going to solve that here today. Is there anything else you want me to ask you? Ava, thank you so much for being here, as always.
I just wanted to say again that we really would love for you guys to come to our concert on Monday, because that would really, would be great if you guys could support us.
Thank you. And that's at 7 p.m. at Two Harbors High School.
Yes.
Yes. And I'm hoping we will have you again in the spring, because you're also part of the Enviro Club.
Yes.
So just a little teaser there. Thank you so much, Ava, and have a good weekend.
Yep, you too.
All right. That was Ava Oswald Swenson. She was with me in the studio.